It is Sunday, March 23rd, 2025, and I am Frank Vaughn. And we are getting the election that I feared we would not get. And the reason we are getting that election is the confidence of the Liberal Party that they can win it. And the reason that they are confident is there is a constellation, an alliance of forces coming together to help them do it. They are the most corrupt government we have ever had. Mark Carney is one of the most unqualified leaders of a nation that we could ever possibly have. And why do I say that? Because he is the quintessential globalist. He is the man who takes apart nations, not the man who puts them back together. And he was very honest on the campaign trail that that was his intention. The first thing we need to look at today is the fact that Chandra Arya, a man that was fine to be part of the Liberal Party for years, fine enough to sit in the back bench where they put him, has been disqualified and removed. The Liberals revoke Arya's nomination after removing him from leadership race. His crime? He actually expressed a difference of opinion and brought probably 200,000 people to the Liberal Party who were subsequently disenfranchised by the Liberal Party. Only 150,000 voted, but 400,000 registered. Thousands of reports that people couldn't do the ID verification, that they couldn't actually prove who they were. Their right to vote was taken away in one of the most fraudulent elections that's ever taken place in Canadian history. They removed him. Now they've said, you can't run. And to add insult to injury, Mark Carney is going to run in his riding. They're telling you what they are. They're putting it out there right in front of your face. And if you buy it, you are the architect of Canada's demise in the worst way imaginable. I highlighted in yesterday's video this constellation that I'm talking about, these forces that are allying themselves against the CPC. But I also want to say a word about the importance of dialogue and being able to have conversations with those you disagree with, because there are extremists on the left and on the right who seem to believe that cursing and swearing and destroying and defaming and in some disgustingly crude measure spreading their own feces on statues, I covered that on Twitter at least yesterday, these people should be in mental institutions, they should not be on our streets. But I digress. There's an importance to dialogue. And I highlighted how Conservative Party people are always willing to talk to me, and they always have been. And it's interesting. Now, what dialogue can do is it can foster connections. Here's Wyatt Claypool, National Telegraph. Great guy. Himself went and campaigned hard to become a nominee for the Conservative Party of Canada. Door knocked, raised money, gathered members, sold memberships, made the Conservative Party money, and they came along and they said, no, son, you have to sit this one out. They didn't kick him out of the party, but they said he couldn't be the nominee. So this is a guy who could have chosen to take two different paths. He could have started railing against the CPC, saying that they're unjust and he could have turned against them, or he could just take it and continue to work and eventually get himself in. There's problems with the Conservative Party of Canada. But if you're an absolutist, you don't get to do anything. And another way that Claypool demonstrates the weaknesses of absolutism is if you're unwilling to talk to people, you can't generate content like he had yesterday. This man is an NDP organizer. And he comes on Claypool's show, and Claypool is very much a CPC guy. This guy cares about his party and what he's exposing, and I don't want to give it away. If you want to watch this interview, please go and check it out. Is Jagmeet Singh destroying the NDP to let Carney win? Talks about how broke the NDP is. Talks about how indebted the NDP might be in the future and how they are robbing their grassroots at a time when they should be trying to figure out how to salvage their future. The NDP is being torpedoed by Jagmeet Singh to give Mark Carney the election. Singh doesn't care. He doesn't care that he's destroying the legacy of Jack Layton. He doesn't care that he has destroyed the NDP. Now, being a person who likes to look at all angles, I like to have a wide variety of information available to me so that I can make an educated decision. And oftentimes that involves looking at things from multiple angles. I've talked about how the American Republican system, as set out in the Constitution, is a beautiful thing, because it really is. It's the best republic we've ever created. And that's not to say it doesn't have its problems, but it's a beautiful thing. I've also highlighted how Canada, my preference is that it's split in two, because Eastern Canada has ever been stepping on the neck of Western Canada. And we see a crisis that I predicted years ago manifesting right now because we have not created energy interdependence between the provinces or independence nationally. There's very little holding this country together. I've highlighted how I have problems with the Constitution on equalization, on the fact that we have an appointed Senate that's not elected. These are all things that I intend to continue to work on as we move into the future. But the fact remains that the bureaucrats, the public sector unions, the Chinese Communist Party, to a degree the Americans, the NDP, the Liberals, and the cowards over at the PPB, not the PPC, Bernier's purple piggy bank, and he is a coward. He blocks anybody that asks tough questions. He only goes on friendly podcasts. He pimped himself out to American podcasters. They didn't invite him on. They barely knew who he was. He sought them out and asked to go on so that he could undercut the CPC, which is what his mission actually is. I don't know if he's been controlled opposition this entire time, but whether he's controlled opposition or he's just a petty little man, either way, he is willing to sell the nation out just to score cheap political points against the Conservative Party. Maxime sits atop a corporate dictatorship. There are no members in the PPC that have any constitutional rights as set out. It's never had a founding convention. And the man has no opponents, no opposition. It's a four-man board of directors. They control everything. There are thousands of former PPC members, including myself, who was there at the registration, who have tried to communicate to you what the PPC actually is. It's the PPB, the purple piggy bank. If Bernier is not a coward, he should be willing to have a conversation with me. I will treat him with the utmost respect, and I will narrow my focus to the pertinent points and positions. People like to talk about their policies and the platform. They're just words published on the internet. It doesn't matter how many paper candidates they prop up across this country. Their mission is to undermine the political process here in Canada so that Mark Carney can win the election. And that much is crystal clear. And to raise money to keep Bernier paid until he can afford to retire. And he will. He's going to spend all your money. He's got a couple $1 million. He's going to spend it trying to beat the Conservative Party of Canada because that's what he does. That's all he does. That's all he's interested in. And then I believe when he's done, he's going to retire and dump the bag on the serfs at the PPC. And that's fine. That's his to do. If you want to follow that, you go right ahead. Clearly, you don't care about sovereignty. You don't care about freedom. You don't care about actual legitimate choice within a party because you're following a dictator. You're in a cult. You're a bunch of cultists. You don't have anything except words on the internet. Ideas are not owned by anybody, my friend. And this idea, this is the other thing, that there's no difference between the Conservative Party of Canada and the Liberals has less merit now than it had in the last two cycles. The differences are clear. The PPC is made up of a bunch of people who have lying talking points. They say the Conservative Party supported mandates. They never did. They tried to pass bills banning mandates. They were unsuccessful because of the nature of our nation, which needs to be updated and changed. They We'll get rid of the orders in council that target lawful, legal gun owners, the best Canadians, the most vetted. They have committed to repealing C-21, which is another targeted law against the lawful, vetted, highest quality Canadians, gun owners. It takes a lot to become a gun owner in Canada. We're not the problem. The gangbangers that are constantly being released under our justice system, they commit violent crime in the morning and they're back out on the street in the afternoon. The drug dens, the tent cities, the massive takeover by criminal lords of our country. That's the product of 10 years of liberal governance. The CPC has committed to putting criminals in jail, to busting up the gangs. And maybe they could talk about it more. Again, I'm happy to be critical of the CPC. I will continue to be. I don't belong to any political party. I'd like to hear them talk about triads and cartels. I'd like to hear them talk about the mass scale of money laundering going on here in Canada. Please talk about it. But the fact that they're committed to just putting criminals in jail and getting them off our streets and rejecting this nonsense about safe supply of hard drugs and decriminalization of hard drugs, that's another key difference. Pierre Poilievre yesterday talked about the Century Initiative. I've been talking about the Century Initiative for years. Mark Carney is a founding principal of the Century Initiative. And they want to increase the population of Canada to 100 million. They essentially want to take the Canadian-born population and wipe them out and create a new multinational, post-national state. The cultural mosaic that the Liberals and the NDP are always talking about. The thing that is undermining the entire fabric of Canada. The Conservatives are now talking about it, and that's good. It's not because of the PPC. Nobody cares about the PPC. They're irrelevant. Bernier is irrelevant. What they care about is their own people who write them emails and make phone calls and give them advice because the Conservatives communicate. The PPC just blocks everybody. Big difference. The CPC has talked about lowering immigration to 250,000. That was the number that we had under Stephen Harper. And immigration at the time wasn't an open-door policy where we bring in a bunch of people who've never paid any taxes and we hand them a check, $3,000, $4,000 a month, and we subsidize their life here in Canada. Millions of them. That's not how immigration worked under Harper. There are people who say that we should set immigration at zero for years. It's not going to work. We've always had immigration in this country. We will always have immigration in the future. We need to cancel several million visas. We need to absolutely reform the temporary foreign worker program. And we have to put Canadians back to work and stop them from being priced out. We have to stop the racism against white Canadians, the discrimination that gives jobs to everybody else based on skin color. That's the real racism. Another key way, and I know I'm getting far away from what's on the screen behind me, and we'll get back to that, but another key way the Conservative Party is different. They're now talking about there being only two genders. The trans activists want them stopped. They want Mark Carney, who has a child who has been corrupted and confused, was sent to Tavistock, an institution that was shut down for the abuse that they were perpetrating. That's another key difference. There are real and legitimate reasons to consider a vote for the Conservative Party. Whether you think federalism is a good idea or not, pursuing independence, pursuing a breakaway, pursuing a renegotiation of the Federation is not mutually exclusive from how you vote in the federal election. You can cast a vote for the CPC and still work on those things. You can cast a vote for the CPC and still pursue other options and work towards those other options with them in office. And if you really want the dissolution of this country, if you want the end, You need to expose to the light of day how corrupt this system actually is. And one way you do that is by giving the CPC a majority government. And then you can watch them fight the Senate, which is appointed and rigged by the liberals. You can watch them fight the judiciary. You can watch all the flaws with this country play out in real time. And that's if the conservatives are genuine and they actually try to right the ship of Canada. They're going to face massive headwinds trying to do it. If they're fake, like many people allege, if they don't mean anything they say, if they betray you, they keep immigration the same, they do all the things that you fear that they will do, then the right, the opposition in this country, will be exposed for the fraud that it is, and we might be able to create a new option. And hopefully in that world, Bernier has finally retired with his gold-plated pension, which is what I think it's all about. It's just a money-making exercise for Bernier. He's going to leave you high and dry. It's just a matter of when. It's a matter of time. 7 years the PPC has been around. They haven't given anybody anything. They haven't done anything for the country. The only thing they've done is enrich themselves at their serf's expense. On screen, I've highlighted how the Americans have a better system than we do. They do. It's objective reality. But here's one little check on full-throated embracement of the 51st state notion. The 51st state has a lot of problems, for one thing. Canada's too big. Its politics are too divided. A 51st state alone probably doesn't work, because if you're going to create a huge change, you're going to add a massive state, 10% of the U.S. population, to the republic. You want to be able to hold it together if it's going to happen at all. One state doesn't do it. Canada needs at least 4, maybe more, states in order for it to be a viable long-term solution. But just when you think the United States has all the answers, Trump suggests the U.S. could join the British Commonwealth if offered by King Charles. Trump also says that King Charles is a great guy, and he thought the Queen was a great girl. Some really head-scratching comments from the U.S. president, which might make one step a little bit more carefully. I was actually going to, it's over there, so it's not going to happen. I was going to get into a book by Mordecai Richler. I remember reading in 1995 when I was a 15-year-old boy, and it was talking about documents, the CIA and the U.S. government and their opinion of Canada. They see the problem with Canada as well, and they've seen it for a long time, but I digress. We want to make sure that whatever changes we decide to make to our federation are well thought out and vetted. We should be watching what the United States is doing very carefully and questioning whether or not we want to embrace it as it is, or we want to actually negotiate something. The one thing we don't want, the one thing that should be obvious to anybody, is integration with Europe doesn't work. The United States is our natural geopolitical trading partner. They're our natural geopolitical defense partner. Any talk of moving away from them is self-destructive and stupid. North America is where North America is on this globe. And we need to recognize that geopolitical reality. It's a north-south relationship. One way or another, whether Canada is independent or we're integrated or we break Canada up into multiple countries. Whatever the outcome, North America is where it's at. I will not reward the last 10 years of terrible government in this country with a vote. I will not reward it by staying home. I stayed home the last election. One of the first, I shouldn't say I stayed home. I went to the polling place and I turned down my ballot. Not that it makes much of a difference, but there just wasn't enough with O'Toole. But there's enough with the Polyev-led CPC that I have hope that they will do some good things, while in the meantime, I continue to work to correct the Federation, to make a better deal for the people. Everything I've said on this channel is still relevant. But we do have a choice to make. And the choice is clear. with every single bad actor and some of the toxic so-called good actors unified in their efforts to defeat the Conservative Party of Canada. Anybody with a thinking mind knows what the score is. The only vote that I can cast is for the CPC, and that is what I am going to do. I'm Frank Vaughn, and I will see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.